Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief. Signal over noise for people building with agents, models, and the slightly alarming pile of orchestration glue in between. Today's standout story is not a single giant model drop. It is more structural. Agent memory is becoming a control plane. A small show HN post about an MCP memory server points at a much larger problem. Every serious agent builder is discovering the same thing. A clever model is useful, but a clever model that forgets the code base, the conventions, the review habits, and the boundaries every time it wakes up is expensive theater. So today we are tracking memory, coding agent control surfaces, model positioning, and fresh research on what autonomy changes in real work. Let's start with what is genuinely new. A June 8th show HN thread introduced AI Boost, an MCP server for accessing everyday patterns. The author describes a familiar frustration. Every LLM agent session starts blank, and the user has to re-explain project patterns, authentication flows, Terraform conventions, or the way a repository expects work to be done. AI Boost packages saved text and currently public GitHub repositories into private boosters. Those boosters are indexed and can be surfaced to MCP-compatible clients, such as Cursor, Claude Code, and anything else that speaks the protocol. The important part is not whether this one product wins. The important part is the shape of the problem. Agent memory is not just put more stuff in context. It needs packaging, provenance, permissions, retrieval timing, and restraint. A memory system that eagerly injects every half-relevant convention is not intelligence. It is a junk drawer with embeddings. My take: this is where agent platforms mature fastest. The next useful control surface is a library of durable working knowledge that can say, here is the pattern. Here is where it came from. Here is when it was last trusted. And here is why the agent is allowed to use it. On the model side, there are two useful signals. Anthropic's Claude Sonnet, 4.6 page, positions the model around coding, computer use, long reasoning, agent planning, and knowledge work. That framing matters. Frontier labs are no longer describing models only as chat systems with better answers. They are optimizing for sustained workflows, tasks that require planning, tool use, revision, and operating over real software. For builders, the question is not simply, is this model smart? It is, does this model remain coherent after the 10th tool call, the third failed test, and the second contradictory instruction? NVIDIA's Nemotron 3. Nano write-up on Hugging Face is the open model counterweight. It frames efficient open models as infrastructure for multi-agent workloads. That is the practical world many teams live in. Not every step in an agent loop deserves the most expensive frontier model. Classification, routing, summarization, policy checks, extraction, and low-risk transformations are often better handled by smaller models that are cheaper, faster, easier to deploy, and easier to isolate. So the model lane is splitting in a healthy way. Frontier models are being tuned for long agentic work, while efficient open models become workers, routers, critics, and filters. Good systems will use both. In frameworks and tooling, the interesting GitHub signals are about harnesses and operating discipline. ECC describes itself as an agent harness performance optimization system. Skills, instincts, memory, security, and research. First development for tools like Claude Code, Codex, OpenCode, Cursor, and beyond. The star count is eye-popping, but stars are not a quality guarantee. What matters is the vocabulary. Builders are reaching for words like harness, skill, memory, and security, because the hard part is not asking a model to edit code. The hard part is surrounding that model with habits that make the edits safe, reviewable, and repeatable. Claw Code presents an agent-managed Rust project built and maintained with no human intervention. treat that as a provocation, not a prescription. Autonomous maintenance is a fascinating benchmark, but production teams should immediately ask, where is the audit trail? What happens when the agent changes the wrong thing? Who approves releases? How do rollbacks work? And what evidence separates autonomy from unattended chaos? N810 remains a major workflow automation platform with native AI capabilities, and that matters because many agent problems are workflow problems wearing a model-shaped hat. Mature automation platforms already understand credentials, retries, approvals, triggers, rate limits, and logging. Agent builders should steal those habits shamelessly. Firecrawl remains a high signal web extraction and interaction project. A strong model attached to flaky browsing, invisible extraction failures, and stale pages becomes a confident rumor machine. Web context needs observability. What was fetched? When? From where? Whether extraction failed? And whether the claim was backed by a primary source? Claude Code's public repository is another ecosystem signal. Terminal native coding agents are becoming product surfaces with docs, conventions, issue queues, and user expectations, not just wrappers around a chat completion. The research shelf is unusually relevant. The most immediately practical paper is How AI Agents Reshape Knowledge Work, which uses production data from Perplexity's search and computer products. The authors compare conventional search sessions with autonomous computer sessions and report striking numbers. Computer performs about 26 minutes of autonomous work per user session, compared with 33 seconds for search. On matched tasks, completion time falls from 269 minutes to 36 minutes, and follow-up behavior shifts toward verification and extension. There are caveats. This is product data from a particular environment, not a universal law. But the direction matters. Autonomy does not merely speed up a fixed checklist. It changes what users attempt. When the system can decompose and execute, people ask broader, more composite questions. Evaluation has to change with that. You cannot judge an agent only by whether it answered the first query. You have to ask what work it caused, what follow-up it invited, and what the user still had to verify. Agentopia is more speculative but useful. It studies 100 agents in a long-term life simulation over 10 simulated years, with agents pursuing goals, forming relationships, and developing social behavior. For practical builders, the lesson is not that every product needs a tiny simulated civilization. The lesson is that persistent agents develop dynamics over time. Memory, incentives, and social interaction are not neutral plumbing. They shape behavior. MemDreamer tackles long video understanding by separating perception from reasoning. It builds a hierarchical graph memory over video and lets a reasoning model retrieve through an observation-reason-action loop. The paper reports strong benchmark results while using a reasoning context that is only about 2% of full context ingestion. Same lesson again. Bigger context windows help, but navigation is the trick. The agent needs structured memory and retrieval actions, not just a bigger bucket. A whisper hallucination paper uses hidden representation steering and sparse autoencoders to reduce non-speech hallucinations. The reported reductions are dramatic in tested settings. For voice agents, this is not academic trivia. Speech systems fail differently from text systems. A silent room that becomes a confident transcript is an operational hazard. A few quick hits before we close. The AI Boost thread asks the right product question. When does auto-suggested memory help? And when does it feel intrusive? Retrieval is not only relevance. It is timing, consent, and confidence. The GitHub movement around agent harnesses should be read carefully. Stars can be noisy, but the repeated themes are meaningful. Skills, memory, MCP, coding loops, web context, and operational controls. The agent stack is borrowing more from older automation than it admits. Approvals, retries, logs, credentials, and rollback are not boring. They are the difference between a demo agent and a system someone can trust with work. and the research trend is converging on a single idea. Memory is not storage. Memory is selection under constraints. Whether the system is watching hours of video, remembering repository conventions, or filtering voice hallucinations, the question is what to keep, what to retrieve, and what to ignore. So the practical advice for today is this: treat memory as a product surface, not a prompt appendix. Give it provenance, give it permissions, give it expiry. Give it a way to say not for this task. And most importantly, make it inspectable. A good agent system should answer three plain questions. What did the agent know? Why did it choose that action? And how do we prove it stayed inside the rails? That is where the agent stack is heading, away from magic text boxes and toward controlled, observable working systems. The models are getting stronger, yes. But the real progress this morning is in the shelves around them, the memory, the harnesses, the sources, and the audit trails that let intelligence become dependable work. A good agent system should be able to answer three plain questions. What did the agent know? Why did it choose that action? And how do we prove it stayed inside the rails? That is where the agent stack is heading, away from magic text boxes and toward controlled, observable working systems. The models are getting stronger, yes. But the real progress this morning is in the shelves around them, the memory, the harnesses, the sources, and the audit trails that let intelligence become dependable work.